Hi,
Hello.
Alma.
Hello. Sorry, I haven't answered anything. I just haven't been really feeling good.
We can actually call in a different time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I know he needs this done and he needs to get everything done so he can start getting leads. So it's okay.
Oh, I really feel bad. I mean, I can go ahead and call you tomorrow. Anyway, let me see. Your account is not yet suspended even if the payment failed. We can go ahead and do this tomorrow.
It's because I got an email and I had told him about about the background.
Uh-huh. The background check. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, said something about it. He didn't pass something? Yeah, I think that's what it was saying.
Let me go ahead and check on that one right away. Let me see here. I really feel terrible right now. I hope you would feel better.
No, it's going to get worse. It's a part of my cancer. It's just eating me.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but there was that on the 23rd. On the 23rd at 3:12, it says, please find a link for you to access regarding additional questions for your background check.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying his social number passed, the California disclosure passed, mm-hmm. the dispute resolution passed, fair credit report, residence, and the United States ID, but for the other one that doesn't have no check or nothing on it, it's a detailed and circumstances associated with records found in your background check.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Could you kindly repeat that one?
The last one? The one that says it didn't check by?
Uh-huh. Yes, that one.
The details and circumstances associated with records found in your background check. It says from August 17, 2019, says operate vessel without emergency shutoff. And it's just a whole lot of questions. And I asked him and he says he has nothing. He's been nothing on his record, not even a ticket.
Oh, he was flagged for how do you call that one? It could be, okay. Let me check in with my team, Alma. I'll go ahead and ask them what exactly that is for and that really means. So that we will have like a clear explanation on what we need to do from this moving forward, okay?
Yeah, could they ask how old were you at the time? What were your current or most recent position, if your own words describe what led to it, and it says if he's got parole, probation, education, training, alcohol treatment, drug treatment, or none or other. And when I look at it, it doesn't let you mark nothing. It already has marked other treatment program described. And then it's like a whole list of questions.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Alma, what I would suggest is that maybe you can do this one later when you feel better. Kindly review everything on the email, and then if you could respond back to Bonnie. I see here that Bonnie is the one who sent out the email. And then just give her a quick explanation that if your father says he doesn't recognize this one, then we can go ahead and recheck again. Because, yes, Google actually does background checks. So if ever you had, like, any charges previously, they will go ahead and ask you, like, what happened to it. So that, because they are very strict. Google Verified Campaign is the most premier campaign that Google runs. So before you actually get Google Verified, Google will really check on the business because they wanted to make sure that everyone that is Google Verified are legitimate business. So, yes, they are very careful on that. That's why I told you it's a premier campaign because they're very strict. So you know that only Google verified businesses are actually businesses that are really good in getting good leads. So don't worry, it's part of the process. If you could respond.
Now, okay. He's actually just worried now because he's trying to get money together. Because the doctors over here don't do much. Like, I went to the ER, and all they did was give me fluids for a day and some medications for the day, and they sent me home, not even with refills or nothing, and they know what to do with my cancer. My dad knows, because he's going through what it is. Like I said, it's a gene thing. And so he's tired of me suffering, and he's just going to try to get money together to come see me and pick me up. It's hard because I tell him that he said, I don't want to make more trouble for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not getting released as it is, so he can. I don't want to put more stress on my dad, I suppose.
I'm so sorry. Let me see. Let me help. I know money is very tight. Let me give you a service credit. Oh, no. Let me extend your billing date first. I'm going to extend it to, let's say, 21. I would extend it until the 3rd. All right. That means you have until the 3rd to check, to go ahead and collect the funds for the 249. If ever you still can't come up with the money, I'll find ways to help you, okay? I might go ahead and give you a service credit so only Facebook ads will actually be billed for you. But let's go ahead and talk on that on the 3rd. For now, don't worry about the payment. We'll talk again on the 3rd. I'll check in with you if ever. I'll check in with the billing with you if there's more that we can actually help you. Oh, I feel so sad.
I didn't want to give up for a reason, but I'm so tired. I've been dealing with this since I was 15. I'm tired. I'm just so tired. I don't want to fight. I'm not that strong to fight no more.
Oh, Alma, I wish I could hug you today. I'm really, really sorry. I know it's hard. I don't even know what to say because I've never been in that situation, but I have a son. If you could remember, I shared to you. He's also doing chemotherapy. So I've seen how hard it is. And I just can't find the words to tell you, but I'm so sorry. I really wish I could hug you and help you feel better.
Thank you.
I need you to go ahead and rest, okay? I know you're feeling really bad today. I need you to go ahead and rest. Forget about the response yet for the Google Verified, okay? You can do this one tomorrow. For now, go ahead and rest so that it will regain your strength, okay?
So do you need to get up off the bed? I can't sleep because I can't get comfortable. I can't even to breathe. It hurts.
Is your friend stay with you right now?
No, my neighbors. I go to them. My neighbors have been coming and checking on me and helping me. Oh my God, just so he's gonna come soon as he can get some money put together.
Aww.
I can't live in that cage. It's too much already. It's just too much. I'm tired.
Dear, I really wanted you to go to rest, okay? Don't think about work for now. I don't want to stress you out. These things that are pending, it's causing you more stress, all right? I will check in with you tomorrow or shoot me a text tomorrow if ever you feel better. But if not, please, please rest, okay? You really need it now. All right? I'll keep you in my prayers.
Thank you.
I really hope you feel better, Amo, okay? I miss listening to your quirky voice. I hope tomorrow you feel better, all right? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, good night. Good night, Alma.
Good night.